Well, over the past 2 weeks, we've been hearing more and more from Lebanon, where over 1 million people have been displaced and 1,000 people killed. As we've been reporting, Israel says its attacks are aimed at stopping Hezbollah from firing over the border. There's a significant Lebanese community here in Ireland, and our reporter Cian Burns has been to the Cedar Tree restaurant on St Andrew's Street in Dublin to meet two of them.
My neighborhood is completely destroyed, like just 2 days ago, I think, or just last night, there was a big hit and my whole neighborhood was wiped out.
Describing one of the many images sent back from Lebanon. Originally from the southern suburbs of Beirut, this man, who asked us not to reveal his name, describes how his neighborhood has been laid to waste by Israeli airstrikes.
My neighborhood is very much a residential neighborhood. I grew up there. I lived 25 years of my life in that neighborhood before moving to Ireland, and it's a residential street by definition.
He shows me footage sent back from one of his neighbors. He's narrating over a video, walking through the rubble of buildings after an airstrike. Smoke is rising and there are sporadic fires in Shacht.
There's even a nursery school somewhere around here. There's a bakery, grocery stores, there's a pharmacy. So there's no tunnel there, there's no weapons, there's nothing. Like, there's no excuse to use a lot of this lethal force with civilians, honestly.
And like, how vibrant was this area before a couple of weeks ago?
It's always full of people, always full of life. Like, I mean, it's a neighborhood, like a, you know, residential neighborhood.
It's a story that is common among the Lebanese diaspora. The places that have held so many memories for them, now destroyed.
My name is Serene Sarhan. I work at my family restaurant as the restaurant manager at the Cedar Tree. My grandparents have left Lebanon for a while now. My uncle, who lives in Romania, has taken them in and kept them safe, which we're really lucky about, because just a couple months later, their house got hit and is just completely destroyed.
Serene's relatives have had to flee southern Lebanon to the capital, Beirut. And she is reminded of how many generations of her family have had to go through similar situations.
It's heartbreaking to see that my grandparents' generation had to go through this. And then again, the next generation, which would be my parents, they'll have to go, had to go through this. I had to go through this in my generation. And now my little sister is going through this. Now, she's never actually lived in Lebanon and had to have that trauma in her, with like being afraid of a helicopter flying over you and then you'll freeze and then you'll have to remind yourself you're not there. And that's from something when I was like 8. If not younger, that's the trauma that's like built into my heart and it won't really go away.
But this is the first war in Lebanon in which technology allows people to stay in constant contact with those in Lebanon, but also to see every image coming out of the country.
It's very difficult. Like, my dad would stay up all night. I find it very difficult to sleep. And my mother as well. And the next day we try to call our family members. The other day, and I called my cousin and she said she's okay. And I don't really know what else to say because I can't do anything to help them. I can't try to bring them over, which I wish I could.
This is a wish shared between both, to give even temporary respite to their family and friends here in Ireland.
I know the connection of Irish people to Lebanese people. I know how many Irish people are serving actively or have served in the past in Lebanon. So that all creates kind of a hope that perhaps the government here in Ireland support they can show Lebanese people in terms of either aid or helping out Lebanese working abroad who have families over there to provide them with like some temporary arrangement to come into this country.
For now, all they can do is stay in touch with family and hope for peace.
It's heartbreaking whenever I see another area has been hit, more people have died, more people have been displaced from their homes when all they wanted to do was just live.
And that was Serene Sarhan ending that report from Cian Burns.